Howdy, neighbors. Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast. Today, Jeff Scott joining us. Jeff is a farmer from the north central part of the state of Oklahoma and one of the pioneers in our state when it comes to winter canola production. He's actually been growing canola for 8 years now. He's learned a lot along the way, and we were able to take a ride in his combine at the end of this last week as he was winding down the 2011 canola harvest. Jeff, tell me a little bit this year about your experience with canola. Obviously, a very dry year. Obviously, a very, very dry year this year compared to, especially, say, to last year. And that made a lot of difference, I know, in what you saw as you came down to this harvest season.
Yes, the drought has been very stressful on all crops that we grow in the state. We saw wheat yields drastically reduced. Satisfactory canola yields up here in the northern part of the state. We've been kind of running from a 30 to 35 bushel average on our canola. Our wheat came off with a mid-30 average also. Well, I was very tickled with that. Attribute that to canola rotation and my no-till farming methods. We were able to stockpile some moisture and get us through a long, dry winter. We've also had some diversity from Mother Nature. She's came out and thrown a little pea-sized hailstorm at us and cost us about half our crop on the western side of the county where we're currently harvesting. But that's part of farming, I guess.
Now, you've had, I know that last year you pushed quite a bit of your canola. You tried to push this field, and some of it pushed and some of it didn't.
Yes, this year we've had some challenges with the pushing due to the drought. A lot shorter statured plant, and that has created some major problems for pushing a couple months ago. So we're having to harvest a lot of our acres this year completely standing and opened up to those hail and wind storms. Just another challenge that we have to face due to the drought.
You know, you said, you were telling me that this is up to year eight for you for canola. This is a unique year, but you said there are some common denominators between some earlier years.
Yes, it's been a very challenging year, and it reminds me of 2006. Had a drought year and then came in with some late spring rains. Had to crop re-green on us, try to set new pods and everything. And we've had a lot of similarities this year. I've been using some desiccants to treat the crop when the wind would allow. We've had part of our crop green back up after our beneficial rains that we received. But it's been a challenge once again, being Oklahoma and the 30-mile-an-hour winds, getting an airplane in the air or a row crop sprayer out in the crop to put down that desiccant. But it is a very good, useful tool and helped tremendously where we were able to get that chemical applied.
Now one thing, obviously, you prefer the no-till practice. You take up so much, or you chew up and make your trash so fine. How does that work coming after canola?
It works good. You know, Ron, you can notice the even spread and distribution of residue that I have out here in the field. I call the combine the salad shooter. As you get into the green areas, you'll see what's coming out the back of it. But, you know, we've got a good even distribution spread, and we do have enough crop mass out here that we are able to cover the soil surface to an adequate depth and adequate level to protect it from wind erosion. We've been getting some rains here recently, and we're soaking those in nicely, getting good soil and water infiltration. And because of that residue, we're not seeing hydraulic compaction from the rains. It's not damaging my soil. It's gently hitting that residue and then soaking into the ground.
At this point, you've had enough years to get that rotation going. Is this a, you know, we've always been looking for that rotational crop for winter wheat. Is this one that you think's got the long-term staying power?
I think this one is here to stay, and for a large acreage of Oklahoma. You know, we've got areas that can grow beans, can grow corn, cotton. You know, we've got diversity within the state. But it primarily in this western half of the state, where we are typically so hot, so dry during the summer, that the spring crops are not dependable. This being a winter-grown crop in our typical growing season, I think is one that's here to stay. And even on a bad year, it's still a home run. I will still net $150, $200 an acre on canola that had hail on it, more revenue than what my wheat brought me.
Looking ahead, you know, I know that you've worked quite a bit with some of the researchers, and you've seen some things that are coming down the pike. What's next as far as to make this crop even better for the Southern Plains?
I think the big issue is going to be hybrid canola. You know, as we look in the spring canola markets in Canada and northern North America, that hybrid vigor that you get really increases yields. And I think that that's going to be something that we can see a 200 to 500 pound per acre yield bump from this crop when we get those hybrid varieties. You know, we just have to reach critical mass with acreage and get the seed companies on board with winter canola and producing hybrid varieties for us to use. I think we also need to continue to work with OSU on-farm research like I do myself and several other farmers do with micronutrients. You know, let's find the little niche element that's going to give us another, you know, 5, 10, 20 bushels of yield. And, you know, I try to do extensive testing on my own crops, share that with other producers. I'm heavily focused on boron research, also looking at manganese. So, you know, we've got some things that we're playing around with that we can get some on-farm research as well as what the university is working on and continue to tweak this crop as we learn. I've been growing it for 8 years. I am definitely not a canola expert unless you get me 50 miles from home. So, you know, I've always got things to learn. Or as I explained to a tour bus group this year from Missouri, they came more than 50 miles, so I was an expert. So, you know, we've all got a lot to learn in this crop. We have not been growing it for 100 years like we have wheat. And I look at it each year being such a pleasure to learn something new and be able to come out with this crop, try something different, look at the responses of it, and see the success.
Jeff Scott, who farms in Grant County in and around the Pond Creek area of north central Oklahoma, a wheat and canola farmer, feeling that canola helping his operation be a lot more successful. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.